Oh, we're not too late.
Yeah.
If he knew anything big already, why did he pay me for the nonsense I fed him? And why did he agree to come here tonight? When he comes, I'll take him into the hall, make sure he's alone. Then I'll bring him in here.
And we'll show him the hospitality of the lodge.
What's the time?
Half an hour to go.
Hmm. This is very good. Why don't you have some? Hmm. Very good. Can you entertain yourself tonight?
I beg your pardon?
I'm going to spend an hour or so alone in Douglas's study.
Do Mrs. Douglas and Barker know?
No, I arranged it all with Ames the butler after you'd left. Mm. I think it's going to be very valuable. Soak up the atmosphere, that's all.
Soak up the atmosphere.
With the aid of your umbrella, yeah.
Holmes, if you're expecting danger, that's a wretched sort of weapon.
Oh, I'm not. If it was danger threatening, I'd take you with me.
Mr. Holmes! Doctor!
Gentlemen.
You two look as though you've had a good afternoon.
Aye, we did that, Doctor. We've had the bicycle identified.
Well, congratulations.
We took the machine over to Tunbridge Wells and showed it round the hotels.
Mm-hmm.
The manager of the Eagle Commercial knew it at once. It belonged to a man named Hargreave, who checked in 2 days before and then disappeared.
Ah.
The man was about 50 and tallish.
That's a little vague, Mr. Mack.
Why, it wasn't the sort to draw attention, Doctor. The manager did better with his clothes. A heavy grey suit with a reefer jacket and a yellow overcoat.
But this is the real snorter. The man was definitely an American.
Prime up that stove, Willoughby.
You cold, McMurdo?
We'll strap him across it till he squeals.
How much longer?
15 minutes.
Leicester.
Leicester.
Nottingham.
Nottingham.
Southampton.
Southampton.
East Ham.
East Ham.
East Ham.
And Derby, and Richmond, and 12 other...
14.
14 other places. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Is this the missing American?
Aye, Doctor. Telegrams in response to our appeal. The country seems to be full of fugitives in yellow overcoats.
Dear me. Well, Mr. Mack and Mr. White Mason, I have a piece of very earnest advice for you.
Oh, man, I'll be pleased to hear it.
Abandon the case.
Holmes? You think it's hopeless?
Yes, I do.
But this cyclist must be somewhere. Why shouldn't we be able to
find him? I don't doubt he's somewhere. I'm sure you'll find him. But stop wasting your energies in Richmond and East Ham, gentlemen.
But last night you were congratulating us.
What's happened since then?
Two things. I spent a couple of hours at Bilston Manor.
And?
And I've read this. You didn't tell me about this.
Well, I'm glad it's not just us you keep in the dark, Mr. Holmes. What is that, Doctor?
The ancient manor house of Bilston. A short history. Short, but exceedingly interesting. And purchasable at the modest sum of one penny from the local tobacconist.
You're making fools of us. This has nothing to do with the murder.
Isn't it? Breadth of view, Mr. Mack. One of the essentials of our profession. Take it from someone older and more experienced.
I don't dispute that you're both of those, Mr. Holmes. But you have a damned round-the-corner sort of way of getting to your point.
Why on earth should we drop the case?
For the simple reason, my dear sir, that you don't have the faintest idea of what it is that you're investigating. I spent a very enjoyable hour alone here last night, and before that, Ames the butler was a mine of helpful information. He gave me this.
An old slipper?
What are those stains?
Blood. Exactly. This is one of the slippers which were adorning the feet of Mr. Cecil Barker when he discovered the body.
Oh, well, then, of course, it's covered in blood. The whole corner of the room's covered in blood. And worse.
Look at this.
Oh, we've seen it. The killer's footprint on the sill.
And if I place the slipper over it...
Good God!
It's an exact match.
But what the devil was Barker doing climbing out of the window?
Now, this well-concealed, muddy footprint behind the curtain.
That one doesn't match at all.
I said it was a snorter.
You did, and you went wrong.
Mercer, the rest.